That makes a lot of sense. And I wanted to ask, how has school history kept up with the historiographical trends?
I mean, I think there's a much broader problem here, and it's not just to do with Irish history, where A-level history lags quite far behind what's being done in academic history. So most of the courses you look at for A-level are basically high political history. So at a time when what's being taught at universities is very largely now cultural history. You know, if you ask my colleagues to identify what they see themselves as, the vast majority would say that they are cultural historians. So these issues about things such as gender that have now become the basis of entire courses and university history departments, things like the history of medicine, medical humanities that have become very large, these things are not found in many, most of the A-level courses. So I don't think it's necessarily a problem simply with Irish history or indeed presumably what you've been talking about to do with things like imperial history. I think that there is just an issue where what is falling back on is a fairly straightforward high political history for A-level, which I would say now very badly prepares people for university study. And I don't really think gives them much of a sense about some key drivers.